there. 15 love in the society. Now, if I don't get to all 15, which may happen, we're going to have to change the title. All right, here we go. Here's the first Shaila. Listen to Shaila. Here's the first Shaila. Ari, listen to Shaila. This may be very relevant for you. Okay, you go up to a lady and you say, now you're interesting. How does Hanukkah have to do with women? Here we go. Hare at Mekudeshes Li. Behold, you are married to me. Almanas, Elo Shalom, Almanas, that I do Hanukkah candles, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin on the first night.
Okay. Candles?
I light Hanukkah candles, Neros Hanukkah.
I read that for the
first listen, listen and listen closely. Every Shah I'm going to tell you is great and very lumdish, and you have 8 days to ask these questions to anyone, and they will bow down to you, and they will say, whoa, that's a great one. Okay, listen to this one, okay? I'll give some answers, depending on my mood. So listen to this, okay? Hare at Mikudashas Li Amenas, that I do light Hanukkah candles, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin on the first night. That's the case. Now, Max!
It's the case.
Now, there's a reason why I picked the first night. Because if I pick the second night, well, then it's pretty obvious. If I light two candles, we're married. If I light three on the third night, we're married. But the first night, if the condition was, I do Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin on the first night of Hanukkah, am I able to get married? Am I married? How many candles are like the first night of Hanukkah? One. Shamash doesn't count for nothing. Shamash is GMG. It doesn't count for nothing. Gurnish and Gurnish. We're talking about the candles of Hanukkah. Shamash is nothing. Shamash is like the Eved that comes and worships the people at the table. That's what the Shamash is. Leave him alone. He's not involved. Okay? So the first night, I like that. Okay, Yitzi, now we're talking. So the first night, I light one. Ari, that doesn't give you the right to leave. He can leave.
I told it to him.
The first night.
No, he didn't.
Trust me, I saw. The first night that you're lighting one candle, what's the lumness behind that candle?
You didn't give her anything yet.
I gave her the ring. I gave her the kesef. Anytime you do kedusha kesef, you can make it tonight.
Oh, you did it regular?
Yeah, regular kedusha, but I made it tonight. On condition that I do Mahajim and Mahajim the first night. The Shai was sent to Rav Maisha. Nobody, I just made it up. But here's the, that's the Shaila. What would be, Moshe Be'ar is presenting the Shaila. So what did the guy do? The guy lit one candle. Is that Mahajim and Mahajim? Or is that, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. Ikar Mitzvah, where are you going? The Ikar Mitzvah is Ner Usha Vesa. Oh, now you're recording. Now you're tempted. Okay. Anyway, here we go. Because Yitzi's going to record this because he's going to get an honorable mention because he's had a nice start. Okay. So, Mahajim and Mahajim, the first night of Hanukkah, well, every night of Hanukkah, the mitzvah is to light, the chiyuv is to light one candle. Okay, that's the chiyuv. Light one candle. Every night, your yotah, your mitzvah, you light one candle. But we hold, Mahajim and Mahajim is to add up, we go like Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And therefore, when the second night is clear what Mahajim and Mahajim is, and what the Ikar Mitzvah is. But the first night...
Did anyone else light now?
No, it's just me for having snakes. It's just me and my potential wife. What? Okay, but let me finish. I want to hear the hit. Olive oil and wax does not change Mahajim and Mahajim. Your Yotzei, both are Mahajim and Mahajim, as long as it's a good flame, okay? Now, so there's only one issue here, is that one candle, a Mahajim and a Mahajim candle, or is that one candle the Ikar Mitzvah candle? Yes, Ellie?
On the second night, if you light Mahajim and Mahajim, it was Megalad Dot.
Ah! So Ellie was Mechaven to Yitzi. Very good. Yeah, very good. So they want to say the following svar, yeah?
It's the same thing. Mahadrim and Mahadrim for the first night is the Ikar Mitzvah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now we go.
At least you came to Mahadrim and
Mahadrim. Yeah, I'm not doing everything I could do that I'm doing Mahadrim.
Okay.
On the second day, did you view one candle?
But then I did the second also? Day.
So the second day, if I light one candle, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. It's not Mahajim Mahajim.
Not if you light one. Is the second one Mahajim Mahajim or the two of them back?
The halakha of two is Mahajim Mahajim.
So then the halakha of one is Mahajim Mahajim.
You could say that. That's what Yuri wants to say. Yuri wants to say that one candle on the first night is the Mahajim and Mahajim. But who told you that? Who told you that? Yuri, cut this out. My chiyuv is like one candle. Every single day. I'm Yotzei with one candle.
If the chiyuv is one, then you did Mahajim and Mahajim with one.
No, oh, I did my Ikar Mitzvah with one. Which one is it? Are you ready to tell this lady she's married because of your
Svara? Yes!
Wow.
Right there, right still by Mexico.
Wow. Anyway, you hear the shaila. Is it the Iker mitzvah? Is it both Mahadran Mahadran? Or maybe the second day is Megalit? On the second day, if I light two, so that shows I'm the Mahadran and Mahadran guy, so therefore the one was Mahadran Mahadran. Or maybe no. What does the second day have to do with the first day? Maybe the first day I'm not a Mahadran Mahadran guy, and the second day I did tshuva and I want to be a tzaddik. So who told you, Eli and Yitzi, that the second day could be Megalit on the first day? That's ridiculous! Why would you think that? Why?
Why? It was free.
Is it a separate
because
ah, now we're talking. Yitzi. Okay, Donnie, come on. Here we go. Okay, long this is Shiloh. Donnie, the Shiloh was brought to Rav Moshe. And a man with Makai Shanisha, Almanas, I do Mahajan min Mahajan on the first night of Hanukkah. And he lit one candle. That's what he did. What are your friends like? That's what he did. He lit one candle because that's the only you could do light on the first night. Is that candle? So we have good svaras out here. Some people want to say one candle is the Ikra mitzvah and the Mahajan and Mahajan all in one. Others want to say an interesting svar that the second night is Megala way than the first night. I don't know how that could work. Now Yitzi wants to know, is it one big mitzvah? Are all eight one big mitzvah? Yitzi. Right, Yitzi's kind of Chakira. Listen to Yitzi's Chakira. It's a very nice Chakira. Maybe Machlokes is showing him. Is all eight nights of Hanukkah one Chetza? Or they're each individual entities. The nafkamina would be Yitzi. Let's say you forget. Ha, funny guy, Akiva. Let's say you forget to light night number four. You slapped out. You forgot the light. On night number five, is there a reason for you to light five candles or you blew it? You could just light one now. So the Ramah discusses it. Oh, Kinderlach, the Ramah discusses it, and the Ramah says you can, and you should light 5, 6, 7. But it could be others argue. What?
If you mess up on one day, you can't do it.
That the Ramah had the Shaila. The Ramah said if you messed up one day, the next day, what should you do? Should you continue?
If you missed the first day,
has to be counted?
Absolutely. If you missed the Shaila. What? That's the Shaila. The Ramah passes no. The Ramah passes no. It doesn't have to be. It's okay. But the Shaila. But that's Yitzi Shaila. Do you view all eight as one? If you view all eight as one chetza, so if you're missing one, so then it falls apart. I can't do it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that's shy number one. My psak. Listen up. My psak on that one. Shy. My psak on that one is Beis Shammai says Beis Shammai says Machok is 8-1, 1-8. I know, but so what? Zot Beis Hillel. What's the lumdis? What's the lumdis of Beis Hillel? Get to the lumdis over here, okay? What's Beis Hillel's lumdis? Beis Hillel says a svara of Milan Bekaydish Emoridin. That's one svara. The other svara is of Beis Hillel. Da-da-da-da. Keneged Yamim Hayaitzin.
That's what I said.
Keneged Yamim Hayaitzin, which means every candle that you're lighting, it represents something. It represents the days that are going. That's you say Mahajan and Hajan, that besides the candles, it's telling you a story. There's one day that's gone, there's 2 days that's gone, there's 3 days that's gone. So when I light one candle, it's telling me the story. So the whole Yisoid of Beis Hillel is Mahajan and Hajan to tell you this story. So when I light that first candle, I told you the story. So maybe that's enough to call you Mahajan Mahajan. Next, Shaila.
We asked the same question. Saying is night one Mahajan Mahajan without asking.
Next.
Of course you could. I'm just trying to juice it up a little bit to get more, you know, more viewers. Okay, that was Shaila number one. Shaila number two. You have a person in... No, I posit the question is good. Because I'm not doing Mahajan Mahajan, and I'm saying it's good. Because that's Mahajan Mahajan. Anyway, it's a great shot. Answer side to anyone that's smart. Next. Here we go, shy number two. You have a lady or a man who's in bed and cannot move. I'm sorry, I'm just tired, I'm not getting up today. I'll light the menorah by my bed. She'll light the menorah, he'll light the menorah, it's brought down by she. This was a real shy brought up because she's had a baby, she can't move, she's dead, her husband doesn't know her, whatever it was. So there's no one got light for her. So she is in bed or he is in bed, just change shy to he, okay? He's in bed and he has two choices. He can light the menorah right by his bed, and only he will see it, or he can have a shliach light it by the window. Morty, you're invited in, so he'll light it by, you don't have to come, only if you want to. Okay, here's the next shaila, okay? So should the person light the menorah in bed, and only he will see it, or make a shliach to light it by the window, and more people will see it? What's the lumdes? Okay, what? All right, let's talk a little. The point of these shilas is, by the way, because they're fine, but it also teaches you a lot of halakas along the way. I hope you're picking up the halakas. You're going to pick up nothing. Goodbye. Anyway, come back when you want. So, to stop the recording. Okay. Here we go. So here we go. First side is, lighting it by the window is better presuming Nisa, right? Part of the side. The side of Halakas Neros is to be Mephires and Menes. So if it's by my bed, it's for me. But if it's by the window, oh, you're a tzaddik. If it's by my bed, both for you? If it's by my bed. Oh, thank you. Thank you. If it's by my bed, Moshe, where are you going? A Pepsi. Okay, if it's by my bed, so then the pierce is only going to be for me. That's the reason to have it lit by the window. And with Shlukas on the Kamoso, it'll work. The problem is, anyone here learned the Gemara in Kiddushin? Mitzvah boy, Yaisen Yves Shlukai. It's better for you to do the mitzvah yourself than to have someone else do the mitzvah for you. So lighting the candles is a mitzvah. So I can make a shliach, but that means I'm not doing it. So really, the shaila is, is it better to do the mitzvah myself without the hiddur, or to do the mitzvah with a shliach with more hiddur? That's the lumdus of the shaila. Akiva, what?
Are you allowed to have hanukkah in the nearest?
No.
If you light it by your bed, aren't you going to have hanukkah?
No, I'm going to put a shamash there. Now the shamash comes in. I'm going to turn the electricity on. I will not benefit from the candles.
He has no Alexa that turns the lights
on. He has Alexa. It's going to turn the lights on for him. It will also light it, probably.
No one needs Alexa. If you're not doing it properly.
He's Yotze. You're Yotze. Someone who lives by themselves. They're not Yotze. Of course they're Yotze. They're Yotze. All right, here the lumps of Shiloh. Max, you're not tapping into the juice. This is a juicy Shiloh. I'm sorry, sir. Maybe number three would be better for you, okay? Anyway, so here's a psak over here. The Shaila came up, Halacha L'maisa, by Ksiva Sefer Torah. I'm telling you right now, writing a Sefer Torah is a mitzvah everyone to write a Sefer Torah we talked about in Bloomfield. What happens if I want to write the Sefer, but my handwriting is terrible, terrible? Okay, it'll be kosher, b'dyevet. It'll be kosher, b'dyevet, if I write it, with a lot of scrudgels and smidgels marks, but it'll be okay. Or I can pay someone the best print in the world, the best ksav, it's going to be awesome. Do we say mitzvah b'yayis and mishluchai? Better I do myself, even though it won't be so pretty.
No.
Or have the sofer do, it's going to be really, really pretty. So this shot is the same. L'chayr is the same type of shayla. It's the same type of shayla. On this, the Paiskin Paskin, have the sofer write it. It seems to be they're holding that it's better, the hiddur mitzvah is better. What? Okay, so it's my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah. I don't have to use someone else. It's my mitzvah to write it, even if I don't show it to anyone. So they want to say it looks like that hiddur mitzvah is better than mitzvah by Yisrael. But there's a big lamdin who lived in Saratskin, Rav Chaim Pinchas Steinberg, and he said there's no raya from over there. He said a great chilek. He said by Ksiva Sefer Torah, and this is important lamed for Hanukkah. Ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is the writing. So if the hiddur will be in the mitzvah, so then have someone else do it. But by Hanukkah, the mitzvah is the hadlaka. Pirsumei Nisa is a benefit, a gain, but it's not the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is lehalik ne'er shel Chanukah. It's not lefire. We don't make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lefire same as hanes. That's not the mitzvah, right? Did you make that bracha today? Last night, baruch atah Hashem lefire same as hanes. That's not the bracha, right? We did. I didn't. You did. No, it's not the bracha we make. So therefore, he's saying the ikar mitzvah is halakha. So better for you to do the ikar mitzvah than for someone else, okay? Shaila number three.
Four.
Okay, here we go. Shaila number three. Three. Save a turkey's connected to one. Okay, here we go. Here's a riddle for anyone's Jewishness. Okay, you ready? I'm going to test anyone if they're Jewish. Nice. All right, they found the Pach Shemen, yeah?
Yeah.
And then what they do with it? They found a Pak Shemen and only had enough oil to last for
1 day.
And it lasted for Right. What did they do with that oil? What did they light? What, when we say it only had enough to last. Last what? To light up the base of Mikdash, to light up the world, to light up Yankov. Oh, the menorah! You guys are so smart. What did I? Nice question. That was it. No, so you guys are, we're smart.
Seven.
Well, not really. I'm just being nice. But let me tell you, I'm going to read you a Gemara. This Gemara, you probably, it's been shoved down your throat, and probably everyone in every drush will hear it, but they're never going to tell you the way I'm going to tell it to you. So listen up good. Listen up. The Gemara tells you the story. The Gemara tells you, my Hanukkah, what's the Hanukkah? La di da di da, they found the Pach Shemen, everyone's happy. Now listen. It doesn't say what to be malik. They only had enough lahadlik, to light, one day. There's been no mention of the menorah so far in the whole Gemara. So we don't know what's going on with it. Okay, 1 minute, Barzon. They only had enough. You ready? You ready to hear? They only had enough to light one day. Listen up. Nasebo nes. A nes happened. V'hidliku mimenu shmona yamim. And they lit from him 8 days. What they're lighting, the Gemara never told us. Everyone has this preconceived notion that beautiful golden menorah. Ha ha, baloney. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. What else? Okay, you want alternatives? Yankel's dining room, the base of Migdash, the Mizbeach.
There was no Mizbeach.
It said Tahar. That's a pure.
Tahar, we know.
So let me make you smart. You ready? I'm going to read you a Rambam, okay? I'm going to make you read you a Rambam. Here's the Rambam. Pay attention, see what the Rambam says. You ready? Listen to this Rambam, Max. Listen up. Zak the Gemara, Zak the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the whole Gemara. Hi, yadi, ba, yadi. The Rambam brings down the Gemara. And he says like this. Loi matru shem en tahar ela pach echad. V'loi haya boi lahadlik ela yom echad. Bilvad. V'hiliku mimenu Neros ha ma. What's the next word?
Mishbeach.
Close. Listen up.
Mishkan.
V'heliku mimenu Neros ha ma'aracha. That's such a downer, right? He was supposed to say menorah. Didn't he read all the scripts? Doesn't he know that the next word is menorah? The Rambam didn't say that. He said.
Kirsa looks the same.
Aha, he done. The Rambam says they only had enough to light one day, and they lit the Neros HaMaracha Shmona Yamim.
What's
the Maracha? But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand, there's this Gemara that everyone quotes, and no one quotes it accurately. I'm sorry, even the biggest people in the world, they all quote the Gemara. It was only enough to last a menorah one day, last menorah 8 days. And maybe that's a real shot, and I'm not going to argue the real shot, but just appreciate the fact that Gemara never said that. And I opened up a Rambam. I was wondering, hey, let's see what the Rambam says. And the Rambam does not say menorah. The Rambam says Neros HaMaracha. So what is the Neros HaMaracha? So that's why you came today. The Neros HaMaracha, what's Neros HaMaracha? There was a very huge goyin. Besides me, there's another goyin from Europe.
Vilna,
correct. There was another one.
The Rugged Shover.
What does the Rugged Shover say? You found it?
No.
Oh, he quotes it. What does the Rugged Shover say? The Rugged Shover was bothered by this Rambam. He's the only one that I saw.
The guy made a new Gemara for the
maybe. I don't know. He was a goyin. They don't use the term goyin loosely. Okay? He got the title, okay? The Rugged Shover goyin, because he was, looked at this Rambam, and he wasn't going to just say what everyone else is saying, oh, it's a mistake, it's a typo, it's a, right? What did the Rambam say? What did the Rugged Shover say? The Rugged Shover says, I'm a goyin for a reason. I'm going to tell you what the Rambam means. Let me read you another Rambam. The Rambam says,
oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. The Rambam says, listen to this carefully. Yadi, the Rambam says they live with it, not the Ner Menorah, they live with it, the Ner Maracha. Zak the Rambam in Hilchas Tamid Musafim. The Rambam in Hilchas Tamid Musafim, which is where he brings down the Menorah rules. Zak the Rambam, listen to this. Ner Maravi, the most western candle of the Menorah, if it goes out, Ein Malikin Oso, from the other Menorahs, right? Any other of the Menorah candles that go out, you relight it from the other candles. But if the Ner Maravi goes out, listen to what the Rambam says. And Maligan is Ella Mimizbea Hachitzoin. You light the Ner Maravi.
I said that.
I know you said that. You always say everything.
Every night and they relit it.
Well, again, we're trying to make everyone here smart. So listen, this is why I know it's hard. Now you've given up, whatever. It says like this. The Rambam says, every other candle you can relight from its neighbor. But the Ner Maravi, if it goes out, can only be lit from the Mizbeach. Now, just by the way, the Mizbeach had wood on there. Do you know what the name of that wood was called?
Maracha.
Right? That's Atze Maracha. Zot the Ragat Shaver, that's what the Rama means. The Rama means Maracha. Alright, so listen to this. Now we got a little bit smart. Read the Rama again. They only had enough to light Lahalik Ela Yoim Acha Bilvad, the Likuimanu Neiros Hamaracha. They lit the Neiros Hamaracha. Probably what he means is only the Ner Maravi. How about that for disappointing? It may not be that they lit the whole menorah.
That's why the chatzilah we have to light one.
It may not. Now we're building. Now you're talking good stuff. It may not be they lit the whole menorah. It may very possibly be they only. Everyone doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
What they say? My job here is not to answer all of your questions. My job here is to get you thinking that one a minute, the Gemara says they lit. It doesn't say what they lit. The Rambam says they lit Neros Hamaracha. All I'm putting out there, what's Neros Hamaracha mean? Zuck, the Ragat Shavar going.
This is before him.
May they have a to
Zak the Neres Amaracha. The Neres Amaracha is the Western candle. The Ner Maravi of the Mizbeach was the Ner Maravi of the Menorah was lit from the Maracha, was lit from the Mizbeach. Neros Amaracha for Shmona Yamim. Good. I was bothered by that question, Yaakov. Neros Amaracha for 8 days. For 8 days, they lit the Neres Amaracha. Okay. So perhaps what happened? Perhaps what happened was they only lit the eighth. The menorah, sorry, they only lit the seventh, one of the seven of the menorah from the Shemen Tahar. Maybe the other one is the Shemen Tameh, I don't know. All I know is I'm reporting to the Rambam, so if someone asks you the Shaila, what do they light for 8 days in the menorah? Oh. Don't say the menorah, say Neiros Hamaracha, and their face is going to fall. They're not going to be talking about. Fine, next Shaila.
Why would they have to wait it, light at 8 days?
Next Shaila, if you are in the middle of Shemon Esrei, or let's say you forgot Shemon Esrei. Listen, you're dying Shemon Esrei. We're moving on, boys and girls. Listen, I'm giving you food for thought. You have a long walk to the Kaisel, a long walk back, a long Suda. You have what to think about. No, I'm not sure. Maybe for Dani. But now listen. Listen, if you forget Alanisim in davening, Eli has paskined, you do not repeat Shemon Esrei. And he's right. Here's my question for you.
Question five.
Can you lichachila skip it? I'm not in the mood. No, you're a jerk if you do that. You can't do that. You need to say Alanisim. Here's my Shaila. Here's my Shaila. No, that's not what I'm asking. Here's my Shaila. If you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, can you answer Kedusha?
You know. Yeah, it depends where you are.
Depends where you are.
If you're after the...
If you're in Ol Kainitzur, then you can answer Kedusha. If you're not in... In El Kainitzur, you say Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Kavod. Okay? You don't say Imloch. Those two you say.
But after Yuratzen, you
say. Fine. But in the middle of El Kainitzur.
The second
Yuratzen. That's the second Yuratzen. Your is over.
You can say
everything. You can say Shalom Aleichem, my friend. Okay, listen. You can say anything you want. But listen. You can say anything. Once it's second Yuratzen, you're in the middle of Hawaii. You're done. Shalom is over. But listen, you're in the middle of El Kainitzur, you can answer Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. And what kind of mitzvah do you get for that? Mitzvah de Araisa. Nikdash deep up in Israel, it's Kedushas Hashem. Okay, now let's say, here's the story. I'm up to Modim, Manachna, and I hear them starting Chazaras Hashatz. And I know my pace and their pace. If I skip Al Hanisim, I'll be in El Kainitzur, I can answer Kedusha. Listen to the question. If I skip Al Hanisim, I can get to El Kainitzur, and answer Kedusha Mitzvah D'Araisa. If I don't skip Al-Nisim, I'm going to be in the middle of Al-Nisim or Sim Shalai when they're up to Kedusha and I miss that Mitzvah.
Every Durabana is D'Araisa.
Zot Max, every Durabana is D'Araisa. Durabana's matter, right? That's what you want to buy again. Okay. So Yaakov is saying, forget Durabana matter. I have a Mitzvah in front of me. I'm in the middle of my Mitzvah. What's my Mitzvah? What's my mitzvah to do? Al-Nisim.
If you skip the mitzvah on purpose, then
so you're in the middle of a mitzvah right now.
You made that up. You made that up. You made that up. Maybe I'm Potter, but what I want the mitzvah to I'm Potter. I'm Potter, but I want it.
It's my ritual. It's a Damar.
Not mine.
It's to do that. It's also according to the ritual.
Whoa. Anyway, so you all are paskining not to skip. New kedusha more tada. So you're all paskining not to skip, except Ali Meli. Anyway, I happen to agree with you. But I love the Shiloh. Thinking about the Shiloh, go ask the Shiloh. What? Some of them.
One out of
five. Okay. Anyway, that's another Shiloh for you. Okay. Here's another Shiloh. Okay. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. The fifth night of Hanukkah.
Presents.
You're supposed to light, imagine, 5 candles, okay? I light 5 candles. Now, if my candles blow out, let's say they all blow out. After I lit them, there was enough oil, everything was fine, but they blew out. Am I still Yotze?
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't need to relight. Kafsa, Ein.
It's 30 minutes, yeah?
Kafsa, they blew out after 1 minute. After 1 minute, there was enough oil to last for 14 hours, and it blew out, an ace happened, and it blew out after 1 minute. Am I Yotze?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because when I lit them, there was enough oil.
So the mitzvah's to light.
The mitzvah's to light. It's called kafsa ein zakukla. Once they go out, I do not need to relight them. Okay, here's my question. It's the fifth night. And I light them all, and it's all beautiful. But one of them blows out. Not all of them. One of them blows out. Immediately after my halakha, they're all lit. Then 4 seconds later, one blew out. And now it looks like I lit 4 candles. Anyone who walks by my menorah is going to see 4 candles lit.
Light it for your own sake.
Which one is
I don't want to light it. Kafsa ain't zakukla.
So
I don't have light.
You don't have to worry.
I'm definitely Yotze.
You need a light.
Here's my shayla.
What's the shayla?
Here's my shayla. My shayla is, in this case, hey Yasala, in this case, does it become that I'm chayiv to light? Akiva, Yasala, you missed a shayla, okay? One of my candles blew out. Am I chayiv? In this case, am I chayv to relight the fifth one? Yes, but if I leave it the way it is, so then, Alf Mar is iron, Alf people making mistakes, putting it all out there. If I don't light it, everyone's going to think that I'm a pussy, or I'm a haaretz, I'm a dope. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Could I lich achila light 4 on the fifth night?
Ends or middles.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
Which cave blew out?
Everyone's a lot of
things. Which cave blew out?
I hear Yaakov saying a fair point. If the middle ones blew out, so everyone sees, oh, 1, 2, empty, I must have blown out. I got fair point, I'll take it. Good point. One of the ends blew out.
Tip also, you can see.
Okay, but you can't see. No one's looking up with their magnifying glasses, okay? So they're walking by, and now there's 4 candles on the fifth night. They see me lighting, they see me, sore. And the thing is, only has 4. I'm singing Mo, sore. And it only has 4. Ha,
it
rhymes.
Is it a big deal to just light it?
I wanted to know the alumnus, Mr. Big Deal Man. I just gained some money.
Wait,
I paid 20 shekel for each bottle of oil. I now just saved a full cup.
Of course,
you didn't save it. It's already.
If I light 4 on the fifth night of Lechachila, there's a big shot of Amyotze. Because I have ruined the Pursum. It's the fifth night. You light 4. It's terrible. You're not allowed to light 4 on the fifth night. So now in this case, if one went out, maybe it's terrible. So I want to give up Akira. My shayla is either in this case I'm chayev to light it, or in this case I have the heter to blow them all out. How about that?
Ooh.
I want a heter to blow all of them out.
Y'all blow candles.
Oh my gosh, but Yaakov is going. Yaakov straight for the mikvah is getting very upset with me. You're not allowed to blow the Hanukkah candles. Okay, but I'm telling you, I'm saving issues right now. If I don't blow them out. If I don't blow them out, it's going to be... I want to know.
I used to always blow them out as kids.
Well, that you got to do tshuva. Okay. Anyway. Next shayla.
You don't save oil to coast.
What? Okay, here's the next shayla. My shayla, why are you asking such a shayla? Blow, of course. No, my psak is your chai to relight it.
Whoa!
That's right, chai to relight. Anyway, next case. Okay, This Shaila. What? I mean, I gotta answer Irina. Okay, let me tell you this Shaila. This Shaila, about Tufshin Ayanish. Around 10, 11 years ago, I was in Kailo for around 8 years, and I had an unbelievable.
What did you
know? I'm still in Kailo. I had an unbelievable business idea to keep me in Kailo forever, okay? It was an unbelievable idea. I'll tell you, here's the idea. Here's the idea, okay? In America, people don't light outside, mostly. In Israel, a lot of people light outside in Israel. Now, Yeshua Leib Diskin was a Pisces in Israel. He had a big Shaila. When you light outside, as we spoke about earlier, you always have to have enough oil. It has to be lit in a way that it'll last for the Zman, for the half hour, whatever it is. When you light the outside, you put it into a box. So when you ever see those boxes, they slide up, you light. The problem is when the box is open, the wind can come in and blow it out. That's why you close the box. When are you lighting it? You're lighting when the box is open. So therefore, when you're lighting it, it can't stay like that for a half hour. If you were not to close it, it would be blowing out. So Yeshua Leib Diskin had a real Shaila. Now, I'm not going to address Shaila so much. I'm going to tell you, he had a real Shaila if you're Yotze, when you light outside, because that's what you've seen some people, they light with like upside down with their hands going in, not to open up the glass. So they get their hand in, so that
could light for 30 minutes.
Okay, whatever. Kasha might the ruach mitzuya. Okay, guys, don't miss the point. That's not what I'm here to address. Okay, I had an eitzah. I took this eitzah to Rav Yashiv. Okay, you ready for this? Listen to this, and it made it into a sefer. This eitzah, because he didn't like it so much, he put it into a sefer to tell him not to do it. So listen. Listen. No shaykes. Not me. Listen. Yes. Okay, so the point is, I knew I could not go into business if I did not have his haskama. It wouldn't work, because he's the one that possibly has to go outside. If he doesn't give a go-ahead to my idea, it's not going to work. What? It was written in Rabbi Frati wrote a sefer, he put it into the sefer when he asked Rabbi Yashiv the Shaila. So I'm going to tell you, I'm first to build up.
Rabbi's name is in the question.
No. He said, Tama Chacham Goyin Echad. Something like that. Okay, now like this. Yeah, if you look for it, it's me. Now like this. Here's what happened. I don't. Growing up, as a kid, I know about you. By you, on our birthdays, my mother would always buy magic birthday candles. Now, you familiar with magic birthday candles are? Let me explain what they are.
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain what they are. It looks like a regular candle. You blow it out, and it comes right back.
Someone told me by mistake, and I was like, "What the heck?" And I keep trying to blow it out.
It has in there. It's not electric. It's real
magic.
No, what they have in there, it's like an automatic relighter. And if it goes that once, you have to light it. Once you light it. It goes on, you have to either extinguish with the water. You have to do something real to get rid of it. I wanted to bring one in. We're all out of them in our house. We get a supply from America, we're all out. So I couldn't bring it in. But listen, there's this stuff that I showed it to Rav Frati. I took it to him, and I showed it. Comes right back. So my eighth was to make Hanukkah candles.
Regular candles
with wax, regular.
They're like for a birthday shtick.
So we grew up on that. That's what we did, okay? So now, my idea was, light these outside. I can make it from oil. It's in the wick. It's not in the oil. You can make it from oil. So I said, here we go, really, Ashton. I have an idea. Anyone can light. You don't even need to cover the box. Because what you're going to do is, you will now light it. Even if a wind comes, it's going to snap right back. And it's all... Uh-oh, a second. Oh, good. So now we're going to start clearing this aisle, okay? You got the story. That's the story. This was the case. Magic candles. I wanted all the Ushami's lighting magic birthday candles. That would be so fun, okay? So now that's what I wanted, and I would make some money off it. But that was my idea. What? I can make anything because it's in the wick. So you make the wick out of whatever that is. So even those that are mocked in oil, you could also do it. Okay? So anyway, this was the Shaila. So the first... the first chedek of the Shaila is when it relights, is that you or is that someone else? Because if it's going to go out and Mr. Magic is relighting it, well, that's not you, so you're not going to get the mitzvah for that. But I for sure started the fire. Who started the fire? Right? Who's what?
Everything comes from
us. We started the fire? I started the fire, okay? So, Bill, what are you talking about? Okay, Billy, shot. So now, whoever started this fire, right? So he went ahead, he started this fire, and it's still lighting on and on and on because of that fire. And it goes on and on because of that original light that he lit. So I was telling them, it's my lighting. That's all my... I lit that. It's like I lit that thing. It keeps going on and on. That's all me. They accepted that. He took it. Yes.
What?
Rabbi Yasha came back and said, but no, for a different reason.
That's why you're so
right. No, right. No, that's why I'm still hungry and going. He came back and said, no, you can't do it. Because I don't want you to want that. Because you can't do that. Because it's not like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
Whoa.
I said, come on, please.
No, you said that they didn't like the menorah.
What? I know. He didn't know.
That's the exact same thing as the menorah.
He didn't learn the Rambam.
Maybe that's how last night's.
Hey, park it. Anyway, okay? So you hear? This
that's
was.
Last night's.
What? This was a Shaila. This was a Shaila that.
Does he know the Maracha?
Does he know the Maracha? No.
They lit it outside, no? So
okay, anyway.
Anyway,
listen to me.
The Maracha.
If they lit a menorah, we're still outside.
Listen, I am now hiring the 10 of you to go ahead and be my emissaries. Get the world to accept this. This is a beautiful idea. You won't have to have these boxes anymore. You'll be able to according to my old Diskin, and everything's going to be beautiful. More or done?
One more.
One more. All right, here we go.
I pass him. It's good.
We're done. One more.
Okay, we're done. Now we're gonna do one more.
I pass him. It's good.
Receivers starts now, boys.
Receivers starts now.
Receivers is not starting. All
right, let me pick one more. All right, here we go. Yeah, that's a weak one. Okay. I'm going to end off with the Shaila from Rabbi Baruch Finkel. This is a Shaila that he perhaps made it famous, but I learned with him and he was very, a very good person, so I want to say over Shaila I heard from him. Okay, here we go. Max, last Shaila. What? I don't know. I need Rabbi Yashiv's not here anymore. It's already printed in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. No. Almost no one's going to argue on that, but whatever. You know, it's done.
They don't know.
It was printed.
No one knows when it was printed.
No.
Anyway, the last Shaila is like this. There's halacha. If you are poor, you need to collect money, knock on doors, and collect money for Hanukkah candles. There's a machlokes, me and the Mishnah Berurah, how many candles you have to collect. I'm sorry. It's a fact, okay? Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, the Ani, when he knocks on the door, how many candles he has to collect 44, for?
44.
The Mishnah Berurah says he collects one, only for one. I think it's not much like that at all, because the Shulchan Aruch never said one candle. Shulchan Aruch said light eight candles. He said, light eight candles, and if you're poor, knock on doors. He never said, if you're poor, knock on doors, you get one. Okay, anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says one, yalla. Mishnah Berurah is a paisek, take it. Take it, Shulchan Aruch says, light eight candles, he says eight. And if you're poor, then knock on the doors. Okay, 1 minute. But here's the Shaila I want to talk about. The Shaila is like this. By Ner Chanukah, it doesn't just say knock on doors, it says sell all your clothing, except for the shirt that's on your back. Yeah. You have to sell everything. Okay? That language is unique by Chanukah candles.
And you're selling your daughter,
marrying
the daughter of a Talmud Chacham.
Right. So you have to sell your clothing to marry Ellie's daughter, and, there's a comment, and for Chanukah candles. Now, there's a Shaila, but it could be By Shabbos candles, that halacha doesn't exist. By Shabbos candles, it's a big Shaila, but there are definitely some places you can hold. By Shabbos candles, that does not exist. Okay, so listen to the Shaila. Let's assume these halachas are facts now. By Hanukkah, you have to sell your clothing. For Shabbos candles, you do not need to sell your clothing. Okay, listen up. Let's say you only have one candle. That one candle you have, should you use it for Shabbos? Listen, forget the selling for a minute. Now I have one candle. One candle. Should that one candle be used for Shabbos or for Hanukkah? The Gemara Paskins, Chedush Yerim. The Gemara Paskins, you light Shabbos candle. Shabbos comes first, Shalom Bayis. So here are the facts, okay? Stop talking, you're going to get smart. Fact number one. If you have one candle, Yitzi, you don't miss this. If you have one candle, Shabbos or Hanukkah, you light the Shabbos one. Fact number one. Fact number two, you need to sell your clothing for Hanukkah candles. Fact number three, you do not need to sell your clothing for Shabbos candles. Come to the Baruch Finkel with the following Shaila.
You have to sell your candles for Shabbos candles.
If you sell your clothes for
one. If I sell my shirt for Hanukkah candles, so now I bought a Hanukkah candle with my shirt. Is that candle now used for Hanukkah candles or for Shabbos candles? Ooh. I didn't have to sell my shirt for Shabbos candles. I only had to sell it for Hanukkah candles. And now I sold it.
You should never have sold it.
Oh, I did. Get over it. I sold my thing for the Chanukah candles. But then the local Orthodox rabbi once then comes in and says, oh, you only have one candle, you have to use it for Shabbos.
You need a shirt for Shabbos.
Whatever.
You have a Shabbos shirt.
That's all he had enough. That's all he had. He would have loved to get eight, but he didn't have. So the Shabbos is, this is a little bit circular over here. That's really, you get stuck in the circle. And that's the chakila. Do I have to sell, rabbi, do I have to sell my shirt?
No.
Because I don't have to sell my shirt for Shabbos. If you're going to tell me that this candle I'm selling is going to use for Shabbos, they're not going to sell my shirt. On the other hand, I don't have Chanukah candles to sell your shirt.
Crack your handle in half here. Crack your handle in half.
Okay, it's not Shalom Elohim. So what are you going to do in this case? You hear the Shaila? This is a circular, where do you stop it going?
Leave it where it's at.
So someone would say, leave where it's at, which is, don't sell your shirt, don't light Shabbos candles, don't light Chanukah candles. Nothing. Nothing. You have nothing.
That's crazy.
But if
why?
You sold your shirt,
that's a lumdus over here. The lumdus is, I can't light Chanukah candles here no matter what, because if I only have one candle, it's going to be for Shabbos. So my selling here is going to be for Shabbos. I don't have to sell for Shabbos. I'm not going to sell for Shabbos, so don't sell.
It became a Chanukah candle once you sold your shirt.
I believe he went to all around the world with the Shaila. I believe, if my notes are right, if I remember them right, Rav Yashiv and Rav Meisha both paskin, sell the shirt, you just bought your Chanukah candle, oh, now you have one candle, and now you use it for Shabbos candle.
Because that's what you have to do at that point.
Right. I think, but I don't want to say it for sure because I may be mistaken, but definitely he got answers all over the board, which is don't sell anything, sell it, use it for Hanukkah, because no, you're selling for Hanukkah, it's for Hanukkah, it says it for Hanukkah. Or no, what do you mean? You have one candle, use it for Shabbos. All right, think about the Shaila. Goodbye.